happy to be checking back in with Kit Burke, the director of the Quincy Animal Shelter, for an update here in the new year. Happy New Year, Kit.
Happy New Year, Joe. Good to see you again.
Likewise. Unfortunately, still virtually, but better than nothing at all. I thought we should just check in. It's been a little while since we talked about how things are going at the shelter.
Things have been okay. I'm very pleased. You know, we basically shut down adoptions on the end of March and didn't reopen really again until May in terms of even online adoptions. And I just saw the year-end numbers. We still adopted out almost 300 animals, and I think that's pretty good.
Wow, what would it be in a normal year?
So we've had the volunteers that work on adoptions, their job has been harder because they don't just have people pop in, but they've done a great job, really very proud of them. And we've also been able, I don't want to jinx us, but we've been able to avoid illness inside the building. Volunteers that had exposure, they've been very diligent about letting us know and staying away. So far, so good. Fingers crossed.
Yes, yeah. How many animals would you typically adopt, Kit, in a normal year?
Well, we used to be up around 500, and that number has been dropping over the last probably 3 years. Some of it has to do with the availability of animals in here. And I think there's also a lot of other groups, you know, that are doing private rescue and things like that. But last year we were up at around 350. So definitely fewer this year, but better than I had hoped. I mean, they sent home 40 animals in December, which is pretty impressive.
Wow, that's great. That's really wonderful. Are you seeing more surrenders because of the economic situation caused by the pandemic?
We've been seeing more surrenders, not directly related to economics. You know, that's something that I really thought we would have seen more of by now. And we had a couple of months, especially October and November, that we got a fair number of cats from people who had passed away. Now, we don't know if that was due to COVID or not. But we had a gentleman in Quincy who passed not from COVID, and he had six cats. So, you know, they all came here. And dogs has been probably stray and surrenders pretty equally. But again, how do you explain getting a puppy in here that was Halloween that, you know, she still had her baby canines and no one ever called for her? So, you know, it's, can't explain it.
Yeah, you just don't know.
We just take care of them and find them a home, hopefully.
Sure. So what's the kind of the current status at the shelter? Are you open at all to the public at all, or how's it working?
No, we're still not open to the public. We're back to two shifts a day, which we had cut down to one at one point. Once we put our initial COVID protocol into place, we had one shift a day. Our dogs were in foster homes. And we were very careful about, you know, who was in here and what they were doing. In time, we were able to relax that some, went back to two shifts a day, started taking some of the dogs back into the building, and cats as well. Some of them had been in foster homes. And, you know, we have a protocol in terms of disinfecting and whatnot. And, you know, we rely heavily on the volunteers to comply. And I have to say, they've really done a great job. So, you know, that's good. The building is open by appointment only for adoptions. If someone is interested in adopting from us, they should go to our website, which is quincyanimalshelter.org. Check on available animals, and then there are instructions. If you see a cat or a dog that you have interest in, you would then email our adoption manager, and then she takes it from there. So much of what used to be done in person is being done either by phone or online. And ultimately, then the person by appointment will come in here, actually meet the animal that they've been interested in, and assuming it's a good fit, then the paperwork will be processed to send that animal home.
What's the current population there?
Well, actually, because of our big December month, it's pretty low. I have currently 3 dogs in here, and we have a couple of dogs that are out in foster. And then cats were probably down to about 8, but you know, that changes, that will change. And the ones that are here are here just waiting, you know, to be cleared medically and so on. I mean, that's something that's really impacted us, is that the veterinarians, they too have strict protocols. And it has not been as easy to get surgery appointments. So sometimes an animal is staying a little longer, just waiting for that so that they can, you know, be spayed or neutered. But all in all, we're weathering it.
Good. Glad to hear that. How did your, I know you had some virtual fundraisers toward the end of 2020. How did those go?
They did okay. I mean, I think that there's such a glut of them because everyone is trying to do something like that. Our online Facebook auctions have been successful. I wouldn't say they've been a raging success. I mean, we definitely made money. And I think that one of our challenges with the online auction is to try and understand what type of items our followers would really like to see. What works really well for one agency may not work well for us. So I think that's something that did well enough that we're going to continue, but we are looking to make it better. And then our 20 for 20, unfortunately that came in just under our $20,000 goal, but still, we're very grateful to everyone who participated and helped us, you know, raise that money to celebrate our 20th anniversary.
Yeah. Anything planned for the new year right now?
Nothing yet. It's donations have, people have been very generous, and we're very grateful for that support. Mm-hmm. We've also learned that, you know, if we need something. You know, there was about a month ago, we were really low on paper towels. And I know that's a commodity anyway. But you put a plea out on Facebook and people just leave it for a day. You know, and people have generously, dropped them off and whatnot. People have been responsive to our wish list on Amazon. All in all, okay. But nothing planned yet for 2021.
Okay. Can we talk a little bit about the plans for a new shelter, Kit? I know the city's getting ready to, you know, take that building for the new police station. Where does that stand right now?
Well, it's a little bit up in the air in terms of what we actually know. As you just stated, the city is moving forward with their public safety group here, which is really needed. I mean, the police department and everything, there's absolutely a great need for that project. We had hoped that we would have been out of here before this got to this point, but it wasn't meant to be. So we were told a couple of months ago that because the shelter hasn't been built and they need this building, they're looking for a place to move us transitionally. And that's that's a little scary because we have no idea. And I don't know how many buildings in the city are equipped to become temporary animal shelters. You know, you can't go into an office building. So we're waiting to see what they propose. The company that is working with the city on the relocation had indicated to Animal Control that they thought they would ultimately be able to offer us three choices and then we could pick. But it's January now, and the date they had mentioned was May. So it's a big job to get out of here. We've been here 20 years, you know, and the city's been here since 89. So it's a lot of stuff in here that things have to be determined. And we know they had to redo the plans. We expect that the building will be downsized some, which is fine. We're hoping that we'll be able to have some input into whatever the space is. We're just hoping that we'll be able to have some input into how that space be used.
Yeah.
They still plan to have the police canine unit there, which is wonderful, and certainly animal control. It makes sense. We all need the same type of flooring and sanitation and everything else. I really like the fact that if the canine unit is there, you know, it's somewhat of a remote location. I don't know if you've been up there at all.
I have been, yes.
So the canine unit will mean that we'll have a 24-hour police presence. And when I think about volunteers at night coming and going, that makes me really happy. So.
Yes. Yeah, you're up Quarry Street, up a brand new street off of Quarry Streets. But like you said, it is pretty isolated. And it's a beautiful spot, but at night, I'm sure it's dark and a little foreboding.
Yep. I mean, that's the thing, you know, even here, while it's certainly more active than up on Quarry Street, you have businesses like the DPW, they're not here at night. You know, so a lot of the folks that might come and go during the day aren't around. And then, you know, the road cuts through from C Street. If you cut through the police department, you know, people can get down here. But the police have always backed us up. We haven't had any problems. Mm-hmm. But I've always been grateful that, you know, if anything seems really amiss or whatever, you know, the police will come right over and, you know, you're talking about a lot of volunteers and most of them are women. So the city's very good to us in that way.
Yeah. I know one of the big challenges you have there at that building is the separation of dogs and cats. So is that something that you're hoping will be better in the new place?
Yes. You would never, you know, this building was never intended to be used the way we're using it. I mean, it was built in the late 80s to be a dog pound, mm-hmm. Where animal control would pick them up and if they didn't get adopted out or claimed in 10 days, they were put to sleep. Mm-hmm. And, you know, there's been the evolution for the last 20 years of, you know, getting rid of that. No animals euthanized here. People starting to create temporary housing here for cats. And as you said, because the dogs are literally on top of the cats, it can be very stressful for the cats, and stress can lead to illness. Mm-hmm. So, you know, we do what we can. We've had some people in the industry give us some tips on ways to improve things. And we have, you know, tried to do that. It seems that by not overcrowding the building, you know, there was a time when cats were just about on the rafters, you know, on those days, we don't let that happen anymore. And what has happened is the incidence of illness has dropped. So that's really good.
That's great. Yeah, I know a lot of fostering is a big part of that too. I know you try and do that as much as possible.
Mm-hmm.
Anything that you need right now at the shelter, Kit, in terms of supplies?
Well, We still use bleach to clean the dog kennels, and bleach has skyrocketed. Certainly, if anyone wants to drop off a bottle or two of bleach, we would love it. Grab it off of Amazon, have it shipped to us. Gift cards to Stop and Shop, because it's right here, and that's where we, you know, normally get our bleach. Anything like that would be greatly appreciated. We're still looking to build up our paper towel supply again. We are fortunate that we are not in need of food for the animals. Between donations and a program that we participate in with Science Diet for shelters, you know, everybody's getting fed and well fed, so that's, you know, that's good. But nothing specific. You know, if they think about things to run this place operationally, as I mentioned, you know, paper towels and bleach, we are using a very good, safe sanitizing product called Rescue. It was designed for veterinary use, animal enclosures, but it has proven to be, in their testing, effective against COVID, and it is like 99.99% non-toxic. And that, you know, when you're working with animals, you know, someone just has to be careless spraying a top cage and forget there's a cat down below that's now inhaling the fumes. So we're very happy with this. And it's something that, you know, we get through a veterinary supplier. And it's, you know, people, we can use it for doorknobs and keyboards and everything else in addition to the animal enclosure. So we're good.
Good. That's great. How about volunteer opportunities? Any need there?
Well, there's not a lot right this minute. We know that some folks that didn't come back, volunteers that didn't come back when we started to add people, you know, some will come back, some won't, you know, things change. But I was speaking with someone this morning about the fact that we're going to have to take a look at some shifts and stuff in terms of dog walkers. Mm-hmm. And the thing is that our dog walkers are all graded, if you will, for lack of a better word, green, yellow, red, and the dogs are as well. And any new dog walker would start out as a green, which is anybody can walk the dog. So we need to build up those newer folks and get them so that they're a red walker. Not everyone will become red, but, and a red walker is not someone that's necessarily dealing with a really reactive animal, but it, sometimes it's just strength.
Mm-hmm.
You know? So our canine team is doing a great job there, but our foster team can always use new people.
Okay.
Our website should be letting people know what volunteer opportunities there might be. Certainly a way to contact personnel would be posted there. So I don't know if it's under ways you can help if where the volunteer page is, but certainly people check out our website or our Facebook page.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, if you don't see the information, ask, you know, inquire. Someone will get back to you.
Okay, great. Anything else we should touch on right now, do you think?
I think that, you know, everybody's watching the rise in cases and whatnot, and we're just hoping, I mean, if we get an active case with a volunteer in here, then from a quarantine perspective, you know, we're going to have to shut down.
Yeah.
And just be careful about that. But I think people are taking it seriously, and they know the animals need them, so fingers crossed that it stays this way.
Absolutely. Yeah. With the vaccine rollout now, there's at least there's a glimmer of hope, you know, at the end of the tunnel.
We're hoping. I mean, I know a couple of people that have received the vaccine because of their work. And, you know, so far so good. No major side effects or anything. So I guess we'll just have to wait and see.
Yeah. Good to see you, Kit. Really appreciate the opportunity to talk to you. Hopefully we help get the word out for you.
We appreciate that you keep us in mind and give us this opportunity to update people and let them know what's going on with the Quincy Animal Shelter.
Oh, we're happy to do it. And if we can do any more, reach out and we'd be happy to help.
Very good. Thanks, Joe.
You're welcome. Bye-bye.
Bye.